Hey there, I'm Zach, and you're about to take an exciting walk down Gilead Lane.
We never got to celebrate our 25th together.
This town has become toxic.
Shh, don't think of what could have been.
I told you not to go to a lot of trouble.
Sorry.
You okay?
Lean on my shoulder.
Thank you.
Tom!
Hello, Caleb.
Hey, Dad. How's it going?
Just fine. And how's college life?
All right.
Good.
Dad, there's something I want to talk to you about.
Okay, go for it.
Well, I'd really like to tell you in person.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
So, you're coming back home?
Yep, I'll be there Saturday night, about 6:30.
If I recall correctly, that's conveniently around supper time.
Yes, you got it.
It'll be great to see you again, son.
You too.
There's a lot I want to talk with you about. But we can save that for later when you come.
All right. I will see you then.
Goodbye, Caleb.
Perfect.
So, what do you think he wants to talk about?
Oh, I have a hunch, but I don't want to say it. Not yet.
Yeah, fair enough. So tell me how Tom is doing lately.
Huh? Well, John, to be honest, I think we all need a vacation. I think when things finally settle down with the trial and Monica's testifying, we're going to take a trip to the beach. We'll grab a condo right there on the ocean, put up one of those big old beach umbrellas and lay out a few lounge chairs and just watch those big blue waves roll in.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. We haven't had any family time like that in years.
There's only one problem.
Oh.
Yeah, well, before Justin left for college, I had some fun things I wanted us to do, like a father-son camp out for a week in the Rockies.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been. But Justin's schedule filled up. He wanted to visit everybody in Coleraine before he left. And I kept thinking, well, that's all right. We'll get some time together on that camping trip. But finances got tight, and then I got called away on a business meeting in Atlanta, right. And it never worked out. I was so focused on that big trip that I missed some everyday moments to visit with him. And before I knew it, we were saying goodbye. He was off to college. Yeah. Don't wait for everything to be just right. That day may never come.
Wow.
You okay?
Well, it's funny you said that because there's something else I wanted to talk to you about. Something, strange.
Okay.
Well, I've been getting this, I don't know what it is, an urgency is the best way I know how to describe it, an urgency to really make the most of my time with Monica. So I decided, in the middle of all this craziness, to take some time out with her tonight.
There you go.
You do know we never got to celebrate our 25th together.
What?
Well, it is kind of hard to get into a romantic vibe in a concrete jail cell, you know. It's something about the ambiance.
Yeah, but Tom, you never got the chance.
But I plan to make up for it tonight. Got a nice little surprise for her.
Great. Make the most of where you are now.
You got it. John?
Uh-huh.
Do you think I could lose her?
Sir, what do you mean?
This urgency I'm feeling, is it like a nudge from God or something? Like something could happen to her?
Well, Tom, I found that when there's fear involved, it's usually from the enemy. But when it's God, there's a solid peace about it.
Well, no fear, good. Just an urge to help her connect with God before it's too late. She's still so far away.
Make the most of your time.
Yeah. You're a good friend, John. You've always been there for me. Like now.
Come in.
Mom says lunch is almost ready.
Thank you.
Hope, you know what?
What?
You remind me of Maya when she was your age. You are a beautiful little girl, both outside and inside.
Thank you, Mr. Richter. You too. Well, actually, you aren't, like, beautiful, and you aren't little. And I guess you're not a girl, either. But you're a nice man, anyway.
Oh, well, thank you, Hope.
Well, I think you just made her day. Hey, you want to join us for lunch?
No, thanks. Got a date to get ready for tonight.
That's right. Oh, you sure do. Enjoy.
I will.
Carrie?
Yeah?
You know we've been talking about praying together more?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was driving around the other day, and just outside of town, right in the middle of all these wheat fields, there's this beautiful little white prayer chapel. It looks like a miniature church, straight out of the 1800s. And you can reserve time in there anytime you want.
Sounds nice.
Would tomorrow night be okay?
Sure.
Well, good, because I made reservations.
I figured.
You know me, huh?
Mm-hmm. Caleb, there's something I need to tell you.
Yeah?
You have ice cream on your nose.
Oh, man. Thanks. You finished yours already?
Uh-huh. What?
Oh, well, sometimes I just wish...
Go on.
I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm complaining.
What do you wish?
I wish I had enough money to take you someplace fancy for dinner.
You took me someplace fancy.
Fancy Fred's Freezy Treats does not count.
But I wouldn't want to miss this. Just taking a walk with you is great for me.
Thanks. But I just wish I could take you places, you know, like whitewater rafting or skydiving or that restaurant up on the cliff that looks over the city at night.
Where are your eyes?
Just above my nose.
No, where are you looking right now?
Oh, well, I was looking at that huge oak tree on the other side of the lake. Thinking about the future, I guess.
Now look here at me. You're always setting goals, always looking forward. And I admire that about you, Caleb. But don't let tomorrow rob you from today.
Wow. That's pretty deep.
You're thinking about all the things we might do when you have the money someday. And you've missed the chance now to hold my hand.
Okay. I gotcha. Can I hold your hand?
I figured you'd catch on. You're a pretty smart guy.
Oh.
Maya? Maya, is that you? Maya?
I'm sorry, no one's available.
Well, I'm available. You want to talk?
It's open.
So what's happening? Maya, you've been crying.
Yeah.
What's wrong, honey?
Kids at school.
I had kids making fun of me when I was your age.
But this is different. It's because of Mom. They called her a convict. And they keep telling me she'll be sent away for the rest of her life. And that she deserves it.
Oh, Maya. Hey, how about you and me take a walk, huh? Like we used to. Might do you some good. Me too.
Not this time.
All right. I understand. Want me to beat anybody up?
No.
Just checking.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Just be here.
I'll be here for as long as you need me.
Thanks.
You know what? I know something that I can do for you. In fact, you were the one who taught me how.
I did?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, you're a good God. And when we go through bad times, we... really need a good God.
Yeah.
Please show your goodness to Maya right now. Your Holy Spirit is the comforter. Will you please send your comforter now? Wrap Maya in your arms. Let her know your love for her. And just as I'm wiping her tears away on the outside now, will you wipe away her tears on the inside? Thank you, God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
He's a good God.
And you're a good dad.
Thank you, Maya. And thank you for teaching me how to connect with God. I'll never forget kneeling beside that tree in Mr. Key's yard.
Me neither.
Hey, the world is a tough place, and it's mean sometimes. But don't ever, ever let it harden your heart. You have a tender heart for God and for people. It's part of what makes you such a special treasure. Don't let anyone steal that from you.
I won't.
Oh, sounds like Mom.
You can go, Dad. It's all right.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm feeling better now.
Good.
Hey, 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 you look like a movie star with the hat and sunglasses.
I suppose.
A movie star that doesn't want to be recognized.
Actually, that's exactly it. Except for the movie star part.
Oh, got it.
For once in my life, I don't want anyone to know who I am.
I know this must be difficult.
Difficult? Try excruciating. I cringe every time I walk by someone I know, hoping they won't see me. Maybe we should move away, Tom, to get away from all this mess. It's not healthy for the girls. Just look at what's happened with Tiffany. This town has become toxic.
This is hard on all of us, especially you.
Maya hasn't been herself lately. Do you think she's all right?
She'll be all right.
And I haven't heard a word from Tiffany for almost 2 weeks now.
She won't return my calls either. I left her a message again yesterday. I told her I loved her. I don't know if she's just deleting my messages or what.
We need to get away.
I've been thinking about that when things settle down. But you know what? We need some time away now.
What's that twinkle in your eye?
Oh, I've got a little surprise for you.
Tom, I'm not in the mood for surprises.
This is a good surprise. I'll tell you this much. It's away from Coleraine.
Well, that sounds good. But I don't know. I'm exhausted.
Monica, our 25th?
I kind of messed that one up, didn't I?
I don't think there's ever a convenient time to go to jail.
There's so much going on right now, and I don't want you to go to a lot of trouble.
You're worth the trouble. Hey, how about you and I take some time for us tonight?
I'll get dressed. Honestly, Tom, a blindfold? What is this all about?
Just part of the fun. I'll give you a hint. We're in Wexford.
Wexford?
Here, I'll take the blindfold off you.
Luigi's! Oh, I can't believe this.
Come in.
Ah, my little lovebirds. How are you this romantic a night in Wexford?
Luigi, you haven't changed a bit in 25 years.
Oh, I beg it to differ. My middle, she's a grown thicker, and in my hair, she's a grown thinner. How I wish it were just the opposite. But enough of that. Your husband, he's requested a special abode for you.
Let me guess.
Come.
This is the one, all right. Like you, Luigi. Hasn't changed a bit.
And I hope you don't mind, but I'm gonna brag on you, Mr. Tom. Miss Monica, your husband, he made the reservations 2 weeks ago. And today, he comes in here in a person to make sure your table is set with the most beautiful flowers and to make sure the violinist is the very best. Mwah.
And I told you not to go to a lot of trouble.
Sorry.
And I have assigned my very best waiter, Antonio. He has only been here about a week now, but he comes straight up from one of the finest restaurants in a New York city.
Sounds good.
But enough of this. I'll leave you to lovebirds alone. Antonio!
It was this booth, wasn't it?
This very one. Let's see, you ordered cappellini pomodoro, and I had pollo parmigiano. And just like tonight, you ordered ginger ale, and I had water and lemon.
I'm impressed. I'm surprised you remembered anything from that night. Your hands were shaking.
Oh, I beg to differ. I was completely suave and confident.
I knew something was up.
And I looked into your eyes and asked you.
And I looked into your eyes and said,
I'll think about it.
But it didn't take long for me to come around.
1 minute, 37 seconds.
You mean you timed me?
I admit it.
Your hands are shaking again. You aren't nervous just thinking about it again, are you?
Me? I'm suave and confident. Could I have a sip of your ginger ale?
Here. And you don't have to worry about the lipstick. I haven't had any yet.
Good. I feel better already.
So, you have another proposal for me tonight?
Hmm? Another proposal? Let me think about that one.
Tom!
I'm sorry. Just a little clumsy, I guess.
You're sweating.
I'll be all right. Although my arm is feeling a little numb.
We're going to get you to a doctor right away.
I don't want to make a fuss, especially tonight.
We're leaving now.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. Oh.
Whoa. Just lean on my shoulder. We'll get you to an emergency clinic.
Thank you.
Tom!
A pretty little place.
Yeah, the guy that runs it is a retired pastor. He says people love this chapel. Oh,
can we go inside?
Of course.
Oh, it's so tiny and so cute. Can we light the candles?
Sure. He said as long as we put them out when we're done.
It's beautiful.
We can go up to the altar if you want.
Sure. Lots we can pray about.
Yeah.
And lots to be thankful for, too.
Yeah.
You're still the only guy who can make me blush.
Makes me feel special.
So, what do you want to pray about?
Well, actually, there's something I wanted to tell you first.
Okay. Are you all right?
Yeah. Why?
Your hand is shaking.
It is? It's just, well...
Go ahead. It's all right. Can you get that later?
Oh, it's my mom. I'll be quick.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, Mom, are you okay? What? Oh, yeah, sure. I'll be there as soon as I can. Okay, I'll meet you there. I will. Love you too.
What's wrong?
Dad just had what they think is a massive heart attack.
You need to go.
Yeah. I'll take you back to your dorm. Sorry.
I understand.
I just feel bad that...
Shh. Don't think of what could have been. It was just short. That's all.
Too short.
We'll come back sometime. Yeah. We need to go.
You're good for me.
You think?
I know. All right, let's go. Hello?
Caleb.
Wow, you got here quick.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Wow, he looks...
Awful. He's been unconscious ever since the attack. Mm. The doctors say he may pull out of it, but it's pretty iffy right now.
Okay. Dad? Hey, Dad, it's Caleb. We've got a lot to talk about, you know? So you need to wake up. I love you, Dad.
I still can't believe that's our dad laying there. It's like this is all a nightmare or something. Yeah.
I know. It's hard on all of us. But we're gonna make it through this. After all, we're Richters, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mom, where is Tiffany?
Don't know. She won't answer her cell. I called the Brodskys and left a message explaining what was happening.
Oh, maybe that's her.
Hello? Dr. Bowles checking in.
Oh.
Hello, Doctor.
We were hoping the TPA would work. The clot buster I told you about?
Mm-hmm.
But so far, the EKG hasn't returned to normal. That means we'll have to... I need everyone to leave the room.
Caleb,
now.
What's going
happening?
On? I mean, is he going to be... He's going to be fine.
Come on. Code blue. Room 509. Get me the crash cart now. Room 509. Staff.
Caleb?
Yeah.
Come here for a moment.
What is it, Mom?
You know your grandfather died at the same age as your dad. Heart attack.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure if I should tell Maya that right now. She's already on edge, like all of us.
Yeah. You know what I think would do her the most good?
Tell me.
Let's all pray together.
Dear God, please, please help Dad to live. We love him so much. We need you to heal him right now.
God, we trust you. And we trust you to take care of Dad. Just bring him through this, God.
I know you and I haven't spoken in years, but I need you to hear me now. You've got three kids who need their dad, and they're counting on you. Amen.
Amen.
Come here, Maya. We're gonna make it through this.
Mom, Dr. Bowles is here.
Dr. Bowles. Tell me, doctor.
We performed CPR, defib. That's the shock to start his heart.
I know.
We tried epinephrine four times, tried to intubate.
He's gone.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I think we need some time alone right now.
I understand. I'll be on standby if you have any questions.
Thank you.
Monica, I found Tiffany for you. We got here just as quick. Oh, Monica.
Tiffany?
Mom?
We just lost your dad.
No!
Bill Mincer.
Oh, hello, Mayor.
You can call me John. It was thoughtful of you to come to the funeral. Thank you.
I just wanted to let Monica and the kids know we support them. I didn't get a chance to tell them hello. It was such a long line.
Yeah.
Would you tell them I stopped by?
Certainly will.
I'm sorry this had to happen.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Bye.
Mr. Morrison?
Yes, Caleb.
I was looking for one of those nice big chairs for Mom to sit in. She's getting tired.
You bet. I think there's one just down the hall here.
Okay.
Come on, it'll take the two of us.
Sure.
How are you, Caleb?
I'm still numb. This all happened so fast.
I know. So your dad was a good friend, a true brother. Mm. And I know he'd want me to be here for you if there is anything you need.
Yeah. I just don't even know right now. There's lots to process.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Here, will this chair work, you think?
Yeah.
Good. And the last time I saw your dad, he was talking about you.
He was?
Mm-hmm. So proud of you, Caleb. He said you were coming home to tell him something. Caleb?
Yeah, I was. I wanted him to be the first to know, but... Well, I was planning to ask Carrie to be my wife.
Caleb. Come
on. I wanted him to be the first to know, but... I never got the chance to tell him.
No. Somehow, I think he knew.
I don't know if I'll go through with it now. There's just way too much going on.
Yeah, I understand how you feel. But let me encourage you. Don't make any rash decisions right now. Just give yourself some time.
Yeah.
Here, you grab that end and I'll get this end, all right? So, tell me how Caleb is doing now.
Better. Still hurts.
Oh, yeah.
The last time I talked to Dad was on the phone. He said there was a lot he wanted to talk to me about, too. But then he said, we can save it for later, when you come home. We never had that last talk. And now I'll never know what he wanted to tell me. But there's something I'm learning.
Yeah, what's that?
Some things you shouldn't save for tomorrow. You should make the best of what time you have now.
Right. Would you like to know what I was telling your dad the other day?
What's that?
Don't wait for everything to be just right. Make the most of where you are now.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm a lot like him.
Yeah. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. Mr. Morrison, there's something I wanted to show my dad. It's why I wanted to come home in the first place. If it's okay, I'd like to show you.
Well, I'd be honored.
It's a ring for Carrie.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought so too.
Anytime someone leaves this earth, it's hard on those who are close to them. And so for a lot of us in the Down Gilead Lane family, this is hard news. Tom was a great guy. He really loved his friends, his kids, and his wife. But most importantly, Tom loved his Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but it's been fun to be a part of Tom's transformation from someone who was originally against Jesus into someone who knew that he would spend his whole eternity with him. That is quite a miracle. But Tom didn't get a chance to share more about this miracle that God worked in his life with his wife, Monica. And it seemed as though he waited too long to talk to her. In the Bible, Ephesians 5 talks about making the most of every opportunity. It's like John Morrison and Caleb said, there are times when we shouldn't wait to tell others about Christ because we don't know how much time we have left. We need to make the most of every chance we have. So if you have someone that God's been prompting you to tell about Christ, hey, don't wait. Because you never know what's to come in the days ahead. Today's episode, Making the Most, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Austin Rusthofer was the recording engineer, with post-production by Joe Carroll and additional recording by Rob Gundling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach. And I'll see you next time, Down Gilead Lane.